And I want to invite you into the conscious creating clarity process. And in this process, you're going to use your play sheet or your journal, and then you just have something to write with. Now I just want you to close your eyes. Put your hand on your heart and take some deep, full breaths. You're going to do that delicious process of diving in and finding some deeper insight, some deeper information, and then recording that so that you can refer to it later. So in this conscious clarity process, I want to invite you just to really relax down into your heart. Just let your heart open up like a bright light, like a pond that's got endless ripples. Relax your shoulders, your jaw, just relax in. You're totally supported right now. And I want to invite you to tune into your heart. And as you just relax down into your heart and you invite your wealth code in with you, you've got your sacred wealth archetypes there, your guides. And also bring into your awareness your wealth dream. You've done a lot of work on your wealth dream. And bring into your awareness your wealth dream. And take another deep, full breath. And I want to invite you to just let this question drop into your heart in order to start practicing these conscious creation principles. What's one thing that I want to create? What's one thing that I want to create? And I want you to keep it simple for this first thing. I want you to make this something that is completely and totally 100% believable for you. It's really important that you believe that you could create it. And so I don't want you to try to win the lottery with this, or, you know, have a full program of clients, or, you know, get the, you know, something like that. I want you to have something, whether it's something that's really quite tangible. Okay. And I don't want to give you too many. I just want your heart to come up with what that is. What's one thing that you want to create? What's your heart want for you? And then I want you to open your eyes and write it down and be as specific as you can about it. And again, making sure it's something that you believe. Be very specific about what you want to create. It could be a way of being, you know, and it could be something super tangible. Maybe you do want a new car. Maybe it's time for you to move and you want, you know, a certain home for yourself. Maybe you want to have, you know, a view of the water, or have a certain number of rooms, or be in a certain, you know, location. Those are all real specifics. We're going to surrender the specifics, by the way, too. You might be something that you're looking for that you want to create. Maybe you want to create easily the website copy for your website. You know, it can be something specific like that. It could be, you know, a specific sum of money. And if that's the case, that you want to create a specific sum of money, again, you need to make it believable, because if you don't believe it, you won't create it. You'll have too many hands going up in the background with blocks and beliefs. So something that you really are wanting to create. And then once you write that down, I want to invite you to close your eyes and dive back in. I'll give you a moment here. If you're on replay, you can always pause this. And I want you just to imagine for a moment that you've got this, whatever it is. If it's something you can put in your hand and, you know, or touch, that you've got it, you can feel it, you can see it. Really allow yourself to be in the energy of going all the way to the end. Like you've created this, it's in your life. You have it now. Maybe it's a partner that you're ready to create. Maybe it's a, you know, you're ready for that raise or that up level and promotion. Maybe it's, you know, more time freedom. And you can be general like that, but you'd want to be specific. If it was more time freedom, time to do what? That will help you with the specific. And just allow yourself to be in that energy, like you're being it, you're doing it, you're having it. You know, I'll use the new car. That's always such a tangible one. You know, you can smell it. You know, you can see, touch it. You can, you know, how fast does it go? And then I want to invite you to let this question drop in and let the answer come up for this. What can being, having, or doing this make possible for you? What can, so you're in that energy, what can, you know, so creating this, being it, doing it, having it, what can this make possible for you? And open your eyes and just do a stream of consciousness. Just write down whatever comes up for you. What can this make possible for you? What's this going to open up for you? What are you going to be able to do differently or experience differently? What's this going to make possible for you? And feel free to share any of this that's coming up for you. And we're just on the second step of our process, and we've got a few steps to go. So again, whatever it is that you really desiring to create, and then we're on the step of, you know, what can being that, doing that, having that make possible for you, and just that stream of consciousness. And then when you've got that, I just want you to tune right back in again. And I want to invite you to start to reflect on what you just wrote down, like what it's going to make, what it can make possible for you. Reflect on that and allow yourself to be in that energy. Oh, that is going to give me more time. Oh, I'm going to have that, you know, I'm going to have the kind of support that I've been wanting with, you know, with a partner. Oh, I've got that home. I'm going to, you know, what is that? Well, I've got that. So now I can, you know, fill in the blank. Whatever you filled in those blanks with, the next question is, what can that make possible for you? Now that you realized, oh, okay, here's what I wanted to create. Here's what it opened up for me. And now that, you know, when I have that, then what do I have? We're going a level deeper. I want to go down to the root of what it can really make possible for you. And maybe you have some of the same things to say. Maybe you have to say it a little differently. And maybe you're going, you know, right underneath it to more of the root of it. And just stream of consciousness, write that down. And then tune right back in, drop back into your heart, close your eyes, keep doing that, because you'll get out of your left brain and you'll get down to your soul, get down to the truth. And when you've got all that going on and you're experiencing all that and all that came up for you that it'll make possible, How will you feel? How will you feel? What will be the feelings that you're experiencing? Is this going to be satisfaction? Is it going to be joy? Is it going to be freedom? Is it going to be, belonging? Is it going to be a feeling of flow? You know, what are the feelings, the actual feelings that you are going to have? Really important. This is your attractor factor, is actually your feelings. And you want to know what the core, this is your vibrational set point, your feelings are. So how will you feel? And just, again, write those down. Write a stream of consciousness down about how you feel. And again, feel free to share any of that, anything that's coming up for you. How will you feel? And I'd love to see, for those of you on live, some of the feelings that are coming up for you. That would actually be really helpful. So if you can start posting them in, that would be great. How you feel when, or how you perceive you'll feel when you have that experience that you're looking to have through your creation. That is your vibrational set point. That is that, you know, the station on the dial, as I was talking about. And that is what we want to tune into regularly. Now, I'm seeing someone post peaceful. Great. I want to invite you to now clarify. And number five is to clarify 1 to 4 feelings. It could be 1, it could be 4, but I really don't want you to go more than that. I want you to distill down and clarify what are, out of everything you wrote, and I'm also seeing joy, out of everything you wrote, and you might have wrote sentences and not like just feeling words, what are actually the clarified feelings of what it is that you wrote on how you feel? Super important. Now, this piece of work is, feelings can be nested within each other. So let's say, okay, so communion is one of just a kind of general vibrational set points that's really turns me on, okay? And communion means to me that I'm totally connected with the divine. I'm in alignment. It means I'm connected with my world and with nature and the things that mean the most to me. And I can also merge and connect with who I want to, and I'm remembering we're all one. Now, all of that is kind of nested in communion for me. So I don't need to identify those things separately. Freedom is another big one, just general one for me. Within freedom is time freedom, is emotional freedom, is financial freedom, is freedom of choice. All those are just right in freedom. So, and everyone's wired up differently, and you may interpret things differently. And so it doesn't have to be the same way I do, but I want you to go to the core of the feeling. So you get down to that. If the feeling itself, the word, like for instance, I'm seeing contentment, joy, peaceful posted right now. And if each one of those was a program and I was going to click on it and it opened up like contentment, we could have a whole movie about how contentment feels and what's included in that. And it might be different for each and every one of us. This is your vibrational set point for what you're creating. And so I want you to get down to those core feelings there. All right, so we're going to take the next step. And the next step is to tune back in, because you have great assistance. You have great assistance. Take a deep, full breath. And which of your archetypes, and it's okay if it's more than one, can help you embody these feelings? can help you connect and embody these feelings, these vibrational set points. Which one of your archetypes has encoded it? You know, is it the contentment in the great nurturer? You know, which one is it for you, or ones? Because again, you have assistance and your gifts are encoded with this energy too. So you might as well use it. And you can feel free to share about that as well. All right. And then the next step in our process is tune back in. And what is one inspired action that I can take today to align with my vibrational set points? Feelings would be the other word we could use here. And there's a reason I'm using vibrational set points, because it's clarifying what you're really doing here. So what's an inspired action you could take today that would align you with those? Not align you with the creation of whatever it is that you wrote in the beginning, to align you with the actual feelings that that gives you, because that is where the creation actually happens. And again, feel free to share any of that. And then this is an important question, and this is the final question in this process here, and you can print this out and use this as many times as you want. When will I take this inspired action? When will I take this action? And just tune in. Oh, right after I get done with this training, after dinner, right before bed, first thing in the morning at 10 o'clock, whatever it is, write it down.